Just off of Highway 101 in Agoura Hills, next to a Los Angeles County fire station, a half dozen people, kids and adults, are shoveling a mountain of sand into bags. It's a grassroots effort organized by an Agoura high school teacher to help homeowners in the Woolsey Fire Burn Zone protect their homes from potential flooding. Brent Cass says it's a way for those whose homes were saved to pay it forward to homeowners facing a potential threat from flooding or debris flows.
Thankfully, we weren't affected by the fires, so we thought we would take this opportunity to pay back the community of Agoura. I sent out a little Facebook blast, probably filled about 500. Thus far. So we're just making it easy. We just had a lady who said, you know, oh, can you deliver them? I'm going to chemotherapy. Hey, you know what? We'll do that because, hey, that's all we can do, right, is help out where we can.
Irene Faust says her home on Basswood Drive in Oak Park escaped the flames, but she's worried about the potential for flooding.
I'm downhill from everything, so I'm doing what I can to stay safe. House made it okay. House one block over burnt, and we're about a block and a half in from all the burned hillsides. So the concern is with the rain, if things slide, they'll come into my living room.
So you're loading up here?
Oh, yeah. This is round two.
Faust says she's having to sandbag a couple sides of her house.
Two sliding doors, front door, and the garage door eventually.
Brenda Pasquale heard about the sandbagging effort, so she put on jeans, a t-shirt, and showed up to help.
It's not very easy, but it's going to be worth it to help out my fellow community members. So I live in Oak Park, but this is for everybody in either Agoura, Oak Park, Westlake, or anybody affected by the fires.
There are even some kids among those slinging sand into the sandbags. Paxton Miles of Camarillo is a little winded as he shovels the sand.
We'll do what we can to help those in need, shoveling sand for the sandbags for people who might have damage to their house with the upcoming rain and stuff like that.
So this is how you're spending your Thanksgiving?
Yeah, pretty much.
Why?
Because we can.
Wilner Trujillo said he'd literally been driving around to stores looking for sandbags for a Westlake Village home when he stumbled across the all-volunteer effort.
It's nice. I was actually looking for sandbags at the store here, and they didn't have any. So I'm driving by the freeway, and I see the free sandbags here. So I just went around and came back.
And because it's such a visible location right off of Highway 101, people stopping by have been bumping into friends and neighbors they haven't seen since before the fire.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? I didn't recognize you. You look great.
I live right there. I saw this, and I saw, I'm like, oh my God.
Agoura High teacher Marnie Davis says, like many people, she'd been looking for ways to help with fire recovery efforts and says it feels good to do something useful.
How does it feel being able to do something? Because everybody wants to do something, but this is like something concrete that you guys can do.
Yes, my house is fine, so I feel really lucky. And so each day I've been trying to do something different. This is a good way to get some good exercise and help the community.
So if you're looking for sandbags, they're available at Ventura County fire stations during normal business hours. You can also get them from the City of Thousand Oaks Municipal Service Center on the 1900 block of Rancho Cuneo Boulevard. And in LA County, there are sandbags available at fire stations, including the station on Foxfield Drive in Westlake Village, Cornell Road in Agoura Hills, as well as Kenwood Street in Agoura Hills. In Agoura Hills, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.